begin today with soccer, and Sparta Prague's officials and players must have had a real feeling of here we go again when they drew Panathinaikos in the third qualifying round of the Champions League. Sparta have faced the Greek club twice in recent years, losing both times, including in the same stage of the Champions League last season. Captain Patrick Berger says, however, that their part of the draw for the third qualifying round was always going to be tough.
It would have been hard to choose an opponent. All the teams were difficult. If we want to get into the Champions League, we have to beat a difficult opponent. One advantage is that their league starts later, and they won't yet have found their rhythm. I think they were beatable last year, and it'll be the same again this year.
The first home leg of that tie takes place next week. Slavia Prague, who as Czech champions were in an easier draw, will face either Inter Turku of Finland or the Moldovan side Sheriff Tiraspol for a place in the lucrative Champions League group stage. By the way, before those ties, both Czech clubs will have a league game under their belts, with the country's first division set to get underway again on Friday. Further afield, perhaps the finest Czech player of his generation, Tomáš Rosický, played for the first time in a year and a half on Saturday. It may only have been 45 minutes in a warm-up game against Barnet, but after so long on the sidelines with injury, the 28-year-old midfielder said it was like he had been born again as a footballer. Czech fans will be hoping to see him back in the national strip on August 12th, when the Czech Republic face Belgium in a home friendly. Who knows, Rosický could even line up in that game alongside his old Dortmund teammate Jan Koller. The giant striker, who's 36, reportedly told Czech manager Ivan Hašek at the weekend that he was willing to come out of international retirement and represent the Czech Republic again. Finally, tennis's Prague Open was won by the Austrian player Sibyl Bammer. Bammer, who had defeated the Czech Republic's Iveta Benešová in the semis, beat Italy's Francesca Schiavone 7-6-6-2 in Sunday's final to take the $37,000 prize money. The Austrian was presented with that check by former Wimbledon champion Pat Cash, who also entertained spectators at Prague's Štvanice with an exhibition doubles match in which he and Henri Leconte beat Mansour Bahrami and Bohdan Ulihrak. That's all the sport for today.